It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast, or if it's just one person listening.
Hey, probably.
Thanks for listening, one guy. It is time for podcast number 99. We almost are at 100.
I got 99 podcasts, but
podcast 8, one.
Yeah.
Well, if that is any indication of how great this podcast is going to be, well, hold on, folks. You just hold on. All right, so we actually brought this up recently when we were talking to Boss Man Bill. He was in the other day. We were talking about baseball and everything like that. And we talked about, you know, robot umpires. Is this ever going to be a thing? Well, lo and behold, Major League Baseball will be experimenting with radar tracking technology to call balls and strikes in some portions of the minor leagues.
It's like they heard us talking
Dude,
about
it's
it.
Weird, man.
It's very weird.
Weird. Yeah. Weird.
So I thought of that. I thought, hey, why isn't there a just like a little force field? Boom. Yep. That if it hits that force field, it's a strike. If it doesn't, it's a ball.
There is no start date, but it will be implemented gradually over the course of the 2019 season. For now, the umps will still be in place at the games. They'll wear earpieces to receive the results of the computer's call, but they'll be able to override it. Really?
Yeah.
Why doesn't the robot should overwrite the umpire's
the human,
call?
Right.
Here's the thing is, as any sports enthusiast would argue, maybe it takes away from the human element of the game.
That's the argument right there.
However, though, I will say with something like that, wouldn't you want it to be, it's going to be fair for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It'll be fair for everyone. There's not going to be a chance for blown calls.
Yeah.
With the way technology is going, these things will be able to get every pot. I mean, if that thing is just on the line, I mean, just if it's a frog hair off, it'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think for the overall game, I mean, that makes it an even playing field for everybody.
I'm 50-50 on this.
Yeah?
I really like the human element of stuff. It's what it was originally. A human element, that's a job for somebody. I also like that it's, you know, the robot part of being everything is perfect.
Yep.
Why can't they have both? Why can't they just have like a flasher thing? So if it's a strike, it flashes like yellow. If it's a ball, it'll flash red. And there's still an umpire, and he just kind of watches the flasher and says, hey, strike or ball.
And see, now that'll be interesting, and maybe that's what the umpire's job will be in
like
the future.
I like the voice of the umpire.
Yeah.
Strike!
Strike! Hey, ball! Hey, better ball!
You know?
I don't know. And maybe that's what it'll be. Maybe there will always be an ump to call, and that's what they're saying here, is for now, they'll have an earpiece, and the ump will get the call. So if it's a strike, the robot will say, yeah, that was a strike, and then it'll go, strike.
Strike.
Bow.
Bop.
Dang.
Strike. Yeah, it's boring.
You're ready.
It's boring. Hey, if we're talking about robots in sports, did you see the robot that hits the basketball shots?
Oh, dude, you showed me that video, and that is unbelievable. We're going to be seeing robots playing like legit sports here in no time.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, man.
Yeah, imagine getting crossed over by a robot.
It'd be crazy just breaking ankles, man. No, it'd be robots versus robots.
Yeah.
We'll just bet on that. Think about football. We'll just get a bunch of perfect specimens.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
If it's robot versus robots, isn't that just an automatic stalemate?
You think so, unless you have people manning.
Okay, people manning the
robot. I could see that, dude. Honestly, that's not super far-fetched. It's almost like BattleBots. It could be like that. What it'll be is it'll be like people playing Madden with real, like androids. Wouldn't that be crazy?
That's crazy. And what if the crossover, you know, because there's got to be a time where it's humans and robots.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to back down a robot in the lane.
And the robot turns on you and just kills everyone on the court.
Can you box out a robot? I don't think so.
I don't know, man. It's just, yeah. It'll be interesting to see. Now, I'll go back to, obviously, the Saints. Who'd they play?
Rams.
Was it the Saints-Rams game, right? And that blown call, that horribly blown call.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, can you have robot officials in football?
Was it the Rams? No, it was Philadelphia, wasn't it?
Was it the Eagles?
Why am I drawing a blank? It was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, the Saints and whatever it was, anyway. I'm talking about during the season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But there, that was a blown call. That was a huge human error. That pretty much cost the Saints the game, if you look at it. It
cost them a Super Bowl potentially.
So now when you have no issues, when they got, let's say they could have just hundreds of cameras on the roof of that field that is watching everything, watching for holds, watching for pass interferences or illegal motion, everything like that. Do you have the human element in then, or do you have perfectly called games?
I don't know. It's a tough question, man. It really is, because I like both. I really do.
But see, now that's the thing. It's like I'm all for robots when a call doesn't go my team's way, right. You know. But so that's the thing. Is that there's people like, well, no, I mean, like, that call was great, yeah, for your team, but it was a bad call. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if robots were in that Saints game, Saints might have been playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what you look at. Is you could have a perfectly fair playing field as far as the human element is concerned with being those calls, but. Mm-hmm. Then you do lose a little bit of the originality of the game. I don't know.
You know what's wild is when we were kids, we just kind of dreamed about it. Like, oh, maybe someday we'll see some robots doing stuff. Yeah. Now we're talking about it like, damn, when's it going to happen?
Yeah. And it's exactly. It's like,
soon is it going to happen?
It's not if, it's when. Right. That's really what it's at. I mean, the fact that they are implementing this now in the minor leagues for the 2019 season, that means probably by, 2021, 2022?
Imagine a robot pitcher throwing it like 200. Just
whoop. Killing people.
It's just a flame of a ball.
It will be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see how technology changes some of these games. I mean, for the most part, the game of football has not changed all that much.
Nope.
For the most part, the game of baseball has not changed at all.
Golf changed a lot this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's
11 new rules in golf.
It's mostly just rules, though. I mean, but still the overall, I mean, technology is, gameplay is still the same. I mean, you got guys that are training different and training changes and the game adapts. But overall, the core of these games are still the same. Mm-hmm. And now technology is coming in and it will be different. You know, it will be, I think, more difficult, I think, for athletes in that sense. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it'll be easier. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It's weird. We won't know until it happens.
Yeah.
And we won't know if people like it or if it's a good or a bad thing until it happens.
Yep.
So there's going to be a trial run.
A lot of umpires out there that are like, oh, shit.
Maybe they should try it preseason.
Yeah.
You know?
Preseason.
Give it a whirl, see how it goes.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, we'll see, man. I don't know. These robots are taking our jabs.
They took our jabs. That's no kidding, though.
Yeah, it's happening. Eventually, we're all just going to be hanging out. Robots are going to be doing everything. And we'll just get fat and watch TV.
Yeah.
And jerk off. Oh, geez. What? God. Good God, man. What do you do all day now the robot has your job? Well, jerk off a lot.
Right.
And I have a robot that does it for me.
Oh, God. I was going to say my forearms are huge, but no.
It's just massive. No. I got a jerk robot. It's fantastic. All right, well, we'll wait and see. And if you're an umpire, maybe I start chalking up on that old umpire book.
Yeah, I think McDonald's is hiring.
Eventually, they got robots in there, too. All right, everyone, don't forget to check out WIRX.com, more of the website where you found this podcast. We got a lot of great stuff on there for you. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. I forgot when the show was. I'm done with this day, man. My brain hurts. We'll see you guys next time.